The Mishnah Kaidim Yayin Shani Taim Any Taim Lushana. A guy said, we had this Mishnah quoted before. A guy says, I banned myself in wine that we don't taste for a year. I won't taste it for a year. This Abra Hashana Asaba Bibura. Again, we had this quoted before. He said, Hashana means this year. This year means no matter what this year looks like, even though he didn't know of the existence of an Ibur beforehand. Okay, we had this before. The Rush doesn't have anything to say about it that he didn't say before. Ad Rish Chaydish Adar, if a guy says he bans himself to Rish Chaydish Adar, Ad Rish Adar Rishon, till the beginning of Adar Rishon. Now we're going to learn the Rush's Girsa in the next part of the Mishnah. There's two Girsas. I believe the Ram brings both of them, but the Rush learns one. Ad Rish Adar Rishon. If somebody says till the beginning of Adar, it means till the beginning of Adar Rishon. At Saif Adar Harishon. Now this Tana holds, Adar is Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni is the extra month. We're going to see in the Magmara Machloikas, which is Adar and which is the added month. Do we add Adar Rishon or do we add Adar Sheni? This is a major Machloikas Tanoim, a major Machloikas in Halacha. We avoid it. Okay, let's do a little bit more. Rashi, Adrish Chaydish Adarishan, Adsaif Adarishan, Adarishan. Ba'ezel Lashin Sha'amar, Ba'ilam Mikro Arishan, Adarstam. No matter which way you say it, you say Adshayziya, it's till the beginning of the first. Adshayhei, it's till the end of the first. Adar is Adarishan. Plain Adar is Adarishan. Adar Sheni needs to be called Adar Sheni. That's the Tana of this Mishnah. That the Gemara Alma Stamad the Adar the Kamar, Rishanu. That means, again, this is we're going with the Rashi's Gersa, the Gersa we have in the Mishnah. Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Leima Masnitzin Rabbi Yehuda. The Chayra, the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Tanya. Adar Rishon, Kaisav Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni, Kaisav Adar Stam, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir is of the other opinion. He holds Adar Rishon, you have to write Adar Rishon. Adar is Adar Sheni. Adar is the one that's right next to Nisan. That's Adar Sheni. Adar Rishon is the extra month that we inserted. Yes?
What is the last possible time
because it's a Machloikas, Tanoim, and Masechet Sanhedrin. One man the Yomer says till Purim, and one man the Yomer says till Chav Tes Adar Rishon. I'm sorry, till Chav Tes Adar. There was no Adar Rishon. Adar Sheni yet, they didn't announce yet.
So, either way.
Again, let's say you know there's two others coming.
You predicted it.
Not predicted it, they already announced it. They didn't wait till the last minute. They could have announced it Rosh Hashanah time, right after Rosh Hashanah. They never announced it before Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, I thought, okay, so the decision
can be made any time between Rosh Hashanah and other and Purim according to one man, the other, and according to the other man, they're all the way to Chav Tes other. Well, does he know there's another? Or does he not know there's another? The assumption here is he knows.
Oh, so that's the assumption. Okay, I
again, it's not that they waited to the last minute.
Okay.
They did it as soon as they were convinced to do it.
So he knew at the shot of the time there was already a...
Again, you're living in 2025 when you know everything that's going on everywhere. They did not. Bezin sat in Yerushalayim and made decisions, and this guy lives in Tzfas.
Why would he even enter?
Again, you're assuming that he didn't know there would be two others.
Correct.
No, he did know there were two others.
But he
found out. They announced the Yom Kippur.
Right, so that's the given. Okay.
That's the given. Correct. Let's do a little bit more. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mayor, first other is other Rishon, second other is other Stam. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm other Rishon, Christ of Stam, other Shani, Christ of Tinyam. He writes the second one, that's in Aramaic for Sheni. Rashi, other region, Kaisa Mishtar is the beginning of other region. So we see our Mishnah that says other region. The guy said, Ad Chehei other. We say it's to the end of other region. Ad other is still other region. That means our Mishnah is operating, that other region is the regular other. And for the Gemara, no, I'm Rabbaya, I feel the Tamer of Meir. If he knew there would be two others, then the Mishnah would hold it's other Sheni. But the guy doesn't know, therefore when he says other, he means the regular other, he doesn't mean anymore. Zantarash, on the other demabrik, Shidei Shimuberes, stab other Sheni Masma. They know already that it's going to be two others. It's talking about that they do. The Kaiser understands. He did not know that there would be two. So then he means the first one, because he only knew of one at the time he made his neder. Dr. Gemara Batanya, and this is a Nichusa. Adrish Chaydish Adr, Adrish Chaydish Adr Rishon. In my Shoshana Mubaris, Andres Chaydish Adr Sheni, which is like Rameyer, because he knew. McLeod, the Rachel La Mubaris Eskinon, what the Rach is talking about, he didn't, and then it's not Mubaris, then what are you talking about Adr Rishon? Shmami no, how the Pshita lay the Mar Bishayta, Hantala Yada. There's a difference if he knew or he didn't know, because the Braisa starts off saying it means Adr Rishon, and then it says it means Adr Sheni. Make up your mind. Answer is, if you don't know, it's Adr Rishon. If you do know, it's Adr Sheni. If you hold like Rameyer. Yod HaKem Yehuda, no, it always means other reason, even if you did know. Zog Darash, Mechal Darash Elam Ubaris Eskinan, Imkei Mai other reason to Kamar. So what is other reason? And Levadah Hachi Kamar. Imo Yedei Hashim Ubaris, Lulayisha Belo Yodah. And Reish is talking about he did not know. Fine. This is a big Machloikus Halacha. Many Rishayin and Paschim HaKem Yehuda, because Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, Halacha Kem Yehuda. Many Rishayin and Paschim like Rameyer, Taisus brings a Raya, because the first other is 29 days, is 30 days, and the other Samach Levishin is always 29 days. So the one we treat like the regular others are Taisus is the second one. If not, if that were the additional month, we should make the first other 29 days, and the second other 30 days, because that's the added, we add 30 days, right? The fact that we add 30 days in other Rishayin, and other Sheni is 29, is a Raya that other Sheni is the regular month. That's Taisus' Raya. La'alocha l'maisa, we paskin like a Yehuda. That other Sheni, other Rishon is Tam other Sheni is not, is the additional month. However, we write in Shtaris, Ksubas, and in Gittin, other Rishon, other Sheni. We speak it out, we don't take chance. When we bench Rish Chodesh, we do the same thing. Rishchaydish other Rishon, Rishchaydish other Sheni, to avoid getting involved in any, because nobody says you can't add the word Rishon and Sheni. You can add the word Rishon and Sheni, there's nothing wrong, so you might as well avoid the argument and go that way. This is Negeya, because Malacha, we pass the Maisa, now the Ramah says to himself, and this is a lot of Tzniklach Torah. When it comes to birthdays, now, not that we celebrate birthdays necessarily.
Bar mitzvah.
So there are more paskins other Sheni. That a person does not become bar mitzvah, he's born in a regular other. Now, if a person is born in another region, he's bar mitzvah in another region, if there's two in that month. If he's born in another Sheni, he's bar mitzvah in another Sheni. That's, nobody argues. If you were born in an Ibrayar, and the birthday comes out, the bar mitzvah comes out on an Ibrayar, so then you follow whatever other you were born in. That's for sure. Let's say you were born in another regular other, and now there's a double other by your bar mitzvah. So the Ramah Paskins, other Sheni. That's what the Ramah Paskins. Yet when it comes to yard sites, the Ramah Paskins, other region. And the Hachmer, other Sheni. But so that's the contradiction in the Ramah. Therefore the Paskins say, that people, by yard side, they say people should keep both. And by bar mitzvahs, there's some that the chumrah start keeping things and other rishon. And example, but the party can't be to other sheni.
For example,
I don't know, you should be keeping mitzvahs when you're 12 anyway, so it really makes no difference.
What I'm asking is, there must be...
There's no chumrah that I can think of, no. But the kula, we don't keep to other sheni, that's for sure. My bar mitzvah of my kids, I had three kids born in other, but they were all born in other Sheni in a year of Ibur. They were all born in other Sheni. And only one was a boy, and his bar mitzvah was in a regular other, and he got bar mitzvah earlier than a kid born 2 weeks before him, whose birthday was Tezayin other, and his was Hey other of Sheni, and in a regular year, his bar mitzvah was 2 weeks before the other guy's, even though the other guy was 2 weeks older than him. But that's just what it was. Yes. Fine.
Yes. I mean, what does one do that
if the yard's on Lama Adar Rishon? So this is big tumult. I know somebody that does that, has a yard site on Lama Adar Rishon, I believe. It's a big tumult. Yeah, you.
I thought you were saying you thought of it was really me.
Yeah. So it's a big mahalik. Some hold that you keep Lama Shvat. Some people hold that you keep Lamed Shvat, and some people hold that you keep Shchedesh, no, Lamed Adar Sheni. It's Lamed Adar Rishon, I mean.
It's costly.
There is no Lamed Adar Rishon.
Yes, there is.
I mean, a Lamed Adar Rishon, but if the year comes out with the Pashat?
So then you keep, that's a Machloek, you shouldn't keep Lamed Adar Rishon or Lamed Shvat.
Do you have any rights to your
Shvat? That's a big Shaila. That's it. They talk about it. It's a long Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Brewer that addresses that very issue.
What was the question?
Can you be daicha other people from davening? He's keeping two. So I have yard site in Tess Adar. I keep other Rishon. And other Sheni, if there's no Chiyav, I daven. The tikkun I give on other Rishon and on other Sheni. And people can eat a piece of cake. Isn't I can't say they're drinking glass of schnapps because I don't drink schnapps, but oranges, they can drink oranges. Even though my father would be, it was my mother's yard, but my father would be embarrassed that I bring oranges for his yard.
Yeah, <that's not>. Yes. I think last year, other Rishon, there were no bar mitzvahs because it was a Pashat when they had their ears dry.
Right, that's what happens. If the year of Pashat, the people are born, and 13 years later, Tibor, all bar mitzvahs are another Sheni. That's how Halacha, Rama says that way. All parties have to be another Sheni. Dr. Mishnah Vaitan. The bottom line is, for everything we do officially, all official acts, I mean, in Staris, and Gittin, and Subas, we say other Rishon, other Sheni. We do both. And we don't get involved. But the halacha, we pass them like Rabbi Yehuda, according to most Rishonim.
It's interesting, Rabbi. I was in Shul this week. You didn't say Machrasso.
No, because I used to, in Bechsidim, they say the Machrasso every time there's 2 days. I grew up, my Rav said the Machrasso whenever there were 2 days. I did it once here, and everybody went nuts and told me I did it wrong, because you only say the Machrasso when it's Sunday, Shabbos Sunday.
That's what
I was told. So, you know, I don't want to change minhagim. But when I was a kid, my Rav said the Machrasso every time there were 2 days. They did? Yeah, but I tried it once and I got told that I don't know how to bench for Shkodesh. I mean, in a nice way. They didn't say it those ways. You know, they said it nicer, but they told me, Rebbe, you made a mistake.
Explain the
Machrasso
because
Machrasso means. No, Machrasso says that the next day. That's what it means.
You don't think Shabbos is the Iker.
Again, okay, you can tell me all the lumps you want. When I grew up, they said the Machrasa every time there were 2 days. In Shema Shabbos now, at least I was told they only do it when the Shabbos Sunday. I guess Rabbi Guru must have only done it that way. And so they told me afterwards that I said the Machrasa was extra. So I dropped it. I almost said it. I started and I stopped because I was so used, when I was a kid, that's what we did. Okay, no, it's not the game. My turn. Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, Rosh Chodesh is Friday Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda, Aimer, Kailim Yayin Shani Tayim. I ban wine that I won't drink at Yehia Pesach. Now, here it is a big Shiddush. It's a big, okay, I'm going to learn like the Rosh, so without getting involved, there's a Shita Buka Betz to learn differently, but we'll learn like the Rosh. Loin Yishchavim Zed Adleo Pesach. Now, this Mishnah seems to contradict the previous Mishnah, but let's learn it this way. A guy said he won't drink wine, either ad. He said, Achihei HaPesach. Yehei. So the Mishnah, he meant till the first day, till the first night. So in Yitzchavim Zeh, Elad Leo Pesach, Achor Shederach Bnei Adam Lishnas Yayim. Now, before we get involved in the fact that this Mishnah contradicts the previous Mishnah that said, Achihei HaPesach, Achihei Avar Pesach. Let's leave that to the side for a second. The Mishnah here, and this is the thrust of most of the Mishnah, is that something that self-understood that the guy means is doesn't have to speak out. You know what he means. Pesach night, everybody drinks wine. So when he said, I'm not going to drink wine until Pesach, no matter which way he said it, he wants to drink the Dalet Kaisis. So therefore we say he did not mean to include Pesach. He might have said Atchihei, but that's not what he meant. Because everybody drinks wine on Dal Kaisis. Why in the world would he want to exclude himself from Dal Kaisis? So it's self-understood that this guy means to the Dal Kaisis. That's what it means. And Dal Kaisis, he means to drink. Because people don't assert themselves in Dal Kaisis on a regular basis. And therefore, when he said Atchihei, he didn't mean after Pesach, he meant the beginning of Pesach. That's the way Pashim shot in the Mishnah. So everybody asks, but the Mishnah before said, Atchihei Pesach, Lach HaPesach. It's not wine. It's apples. It's not wine. Usually Atchihei means the laughter. Unless here there's an indication, a das b'dayadam, that wine is not included in that. That's how they answer. It's only wine that we say he means till the first night. Everything else, why would we say he means till the first night? He said, Atchihei. But if he banned himself in apples, that's the way after Pesach.
Because he's trying to say I'm going to be drinking grape juice instead.
No, see, grape juice is wine. It better be wine, if not, you're not yet to know, right? Wine. You can't make a bayou pia gofen if it's not wine. I know what you're trying to say. You're saying, first of all, I always just say, you shouldn't say you're trying to say, because you are saying. But you are, but you're saying that grape juice is not wine. It's not true. It better be wine, halachically, because if not, you got a problem.
You don't call. Well,
yeah, but they didn't have grape juice. They didn't have grape juice there.
You don't call book and say, I need, you'll say I need wine, and what I meant was grape juice.
I understand. Yes, I agree with you on this. In Das Mnei Adam, in Lach Mnei Adam, in 2025, wine means wine and grape juice means grape juice. I agree. Yes?
There is a difference between grape juice straight off the press and fermented grape juice. So that is allowable. But I was just simply watching what Rafi make, as you alluded to. I'll make more imperial government on water. But the question I have is the language of the Mishnah says it's the derech of people.
No. Because the guy making the netter is doing it with what people understand the words, and we're saying since everybody drinks wine, that's all we're interested in. Dr. Rush.
I mean, everybody's drinking wine for a secondary reason, which is that they have to.
Again, that's not the reason it's not included in the netter. It's not included in the netter because that's what people drink wine. Because if you would say, I don't want to drink the Dal Kaisis and make the netter of Bichau, even though it's still the same mitzvah. So, Dr. Rash, actually, the Tzchav is there. Where is it? In the last little Pesach, so the Tzchav and Lesser Atzmak, the Dal Kaisis, could keep it Shkala Oilam, Chasin Yayin. But other meaning, Leo, I say, Asrachi Yetze, I do Bishag Tvarim, Chutz Mi Yayin. The Chain, Bus, okay, now let's go to the rest of the Mishnah before we read the rest of the Rash. I'm a Kainim Busser, Shani Taim, Achei Atzim. Tzai means Yom Kippur. Atchihei means the left Yom Kippur. Eina Aser, Ela Ad Leo, where am I? Leo Tzai, to the night of Erev Yom Kippur. So in the Schav Mazel, Atchashat Erev Yom Kippur, Lecho Basar, people eat meat on Erev Yom Kippur. Everybody eats meat on Erev Yom Kippur. Now that's not a Chiev. That's the Chiddush of this Mishnah. It's not a Chiev. It's a Chiev to eat. Not a Chiev to eat meat. The Derech was you ate meat on Erev Yom Kippur, and therefore it wasn't included in your netter. Notice this is a drop, a bigger chiddush. This is not the Dalet Kaisis that people had to drink. This is meat that they didn't have to eat, but there was a mitzvah to eat. Because we're going to the next case, which is a bigger chiddush. And it's some hold it's a machloikas, but some hold it's not. Rabbi Yaisi Bredayimer, Rabbi Yaisi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, said that if a person says, Kainim Shum Shani Tayyem Achtei Shabbos, he won't eat garlic till Yehei Shabbos. Ain't no asad leila Shabbos till Friday night. So in the Tzchav Mazach, the Shosh Adayach, when the Adam Lechel Shum, which is only a minig at Takonis Ezra. It's not a chiv. Nobody has to eat garlic on Friday night. There was a Takona to eat garlic on Friday night, so a person should have more Zera. So for the Tashmish, for the Aina of Friday night. That is what the Mishnah is saying. So this is a step further. Because it's not even a chiyuv to eat. The whole thing is a takana. It's a step lower. Zuck the rush. Can I just finish the rush? The chain blessed by Yom Kippur. Whoever eats and drinks on the night, now the Mishnah says they used to eat meat. Yes.
I mean, does anyone say,
you know,
was a steer in the Mishnah? I don't know if anyone copped it, but this is Rabbi Yehuda over.
Therefore?
Maybe he argues with one.
No, there's no reason to assume that he holds it out, argues on IGA. The words mean what they mean. I think the rest gave a much better answer.
No, I'm not.
Why say it's a new Tana when you have a much better answer? So why should they say that? Zag the Mishnah Vaitan. We had this Mishnah way back on Daf. I believe Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. It might have been Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Where is it? Da'od Amud Aleph, I'm mistaken. I'm a little Chaveirai. Kaidim Shani Nanaloch, I will not give you pleasure. Or I will not have pleasure from you. How does he translate it? Just curiosity. Not have pleasure from you or not give you pleasure?
Benefit from you.
Unless you come and take for your son one kur of wheat and two chavis of wine. The Gemara explains over there, the guy says, I don't want to be a dog that I always take from you and you never take from me. So if you're not going to come pick this up from me, I will not benefit from you. He can cancel the netter without being moderate. Right? You only said this because you wanted to honor me by giving me. This is my honor that you shouldn't give me. And therefore, you did it for my honor. So therefore, this is my honor, and therefore the netter is kept. It's as if I picked it up. This is the opposite way, that he's always benefiting from him, and he says, unless you give me something, you no longer can benefit from me. As if I got it. Now, this is a machlokes whether the mayor is also arguing in the first case or not. Zog the Rush. Zeu kvaidisha parnas b'ni mishali. Remeir aimer lo pirashti. The remeir by the beresha. Remeir agrees in the first case, but in the second case, he says people really mean to get it. They don't mean to. Harveni skabalti is different than Zel Kvaidi not to take. Hi, Misara by Lassas Basakaisai. The guy was being bothered to marry his niece because it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. Gemara says, Nivamas, it's a mitzvah to marry your niece. And people were bothering him. Vamma Kainim, she nanously lied. Look, she can never have pleasure from me. Mechain, I'm a garishes ishtai. I'm a Kainim ishti nanously lied. He's in the middle of divorcing his wife, and he says, she can never have pleasure from me. They both can have pleasure. So they were involved in marital affairs. When he said, I don't want my niece ever to have pleasure from me, it was a way of saying, I will never marry her. And when he said his wife can't have pleasure from me, he meant to say, we will never get married. That's all he meant. He did not mean to say, she can't have a cup of tea by my house or a glass of orange juice. That's not what he meant. Because again, this whole Mishnah is how understanding things can affect the simple translation. Zog the Rush. It's Bas HaChaisai. She Bas Giloi. That's called Bas Giloi, the same mazel. The Gemara says that it's a good marriage when a person marries his niece because they're made out of the same stuff. And therefore, the marriage has a better chance of working. Even though people say opposites attract, but I guess the Gemara holds that in a marriage, not necessarily do opposites attract. They pushed the toothpaste in the same place. Somebody was bothering somebody to eat by him. I will never enter your house or drink a drop of cold water. It's self-understood the guy never meant what he said. He meant to say, leave me alone, I'm not eating in your house tonight. Dr. Rush, interesting Rush. But he's even used mutter and achilushtia. He was like, he didn't say achilushtia. and he didn't mean what he said, so therefore we canceled the whole matter. Interesting thing. When the guy said, I won't drink a drip of water, and he didn't mean a drink of water, so that does not include that I will not eat, doesn't say that he won't eat a meal. A meal was not included in that netter of drink of water. I'm not sure why not. But when a guy says you want to have pleasure, that's all kinds of pleasure, including pleasure of ishus. So we limit it through the ishus pleasure, but it was included in the words of pleasure. Whereas I won't enter your house and I won't eat a meal are two different things. I won't drink water or eat a meal is two different things. And therefore, it didn't mean the drop of water, and it didn't mean the house, and it didn't say a meal, and it wasn't included in the drop of water. Now, that part bothers me a little bit, because I would think drop of water means drop of water plus. But it seems that the rush seems to indicate that the drop of water meant I won't drink water, but I can eat and drink in your house other things, but I'm not sure. Yes?
I'm surprised you didn't say what you usually say, which is we are looking at things from May 21st.
Yeah, it could be. Again, I'm not.
I mean, that's our language, not our language.
So, Hadro Chayim Yai, don't the Mishnah writer. Right over here.
And it's the only one?
No, there's others. I can't list you where they are, but there are others. Yes. The Gemara has nothing to say. It's self-explanatory. The purpose of the Gemara is to explain the Mishnah. If it's understood, there's no reason to explain it. By the way, I'll just mention this without trying to mess up people. The Shita Mukabetza says, that when the guy says, means till after night of Pesach, the Bedavka made the netter that he doesn't want to drink Dalat Kaisers, because that's when people drink wine. So he wanted to make a netter that I will not drink wine when everybody drinks wine. He didn't mean any other time. When he said, Achei Pesach, the Shita learns, it means till after Dalat Kaisers. Why in the world is he making a netter not to drink wine? He doesn't want to drink Dalat Kaisers. The exact opposite of what we learned. And he says the same thing by Basar. He means till after Yom Kippur. And it's Shum till after Friday night. Again, it's the Shita. That's how he learns. That's not the way the Rosh learns, and we learn like the Rosh.
Can he do that? Can he have
a call? Why not? The guy can say, so we had it in the Zadarim Sukkah. We talked about Sukkah. And there is Chalal Dar Mitzvah. He can say, Sukkahs are banned from me. He can't say, I won't eat in the Sukkah, but he can say, the Sukkah is banned from me. He can say, but wine is banned from me, what?
I'm not drinking.
No, it's even though it's a shady title.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
In terms of the sheet, I just like saying that. Does it matter that wine is a mitzvah and he's not abrogating the rice mitzvah at all?
No. Doesn't miss the right turn. Rabbi Yezer Reimer.
He meant just the first thing.
He meant till after the first night, till the wine is finished, you know, till people are out of the wine business, which is after the first night. Again, this is a Shita's shot. We learned like the Rosh. We stick to the Rosh's shot. On the test, you're only responsible for the Rosh.
Right, the Shita was in the flip.
He was in the mid-generation, right after the Rishayim. He was the Rebbe of the Arizal. He lived a little bit before the Beis Yosef. So...
He argues.
Usually he brings other Rishonim.
Yeah.
In this case, he said his own. He's okay. He's given the quasi state of a Rishon, yes. Almost like a Rishon, if not completely a Rishon. What?
He's big, exactly.
He's the Rizal's Rabbi. Rabbi Eliezer says, you can use the honor of parents to remove a netter. Guy made a netter. He does not have a charetza that he made the netter. Meaning, he's not saying, I wish I never made it. But they say, had you known that your father's being embarrassed, and your mother's being embarrassed because you make nedarim, and people say, they raise the child that makes nedarim, would you have made the netter? And he says, no. That's a Pesach. The Chachamim say no, because it's not a fair. No normal person in their right mind in those days would say, I don't care if my parents would be embarrassed. A Pesach only works if you get an honest answer. If the guy's embarrassed to give you an honest answer, so you can't use it as a Pesach. He's going to say, I didn't care if my parents get embarrassed. when a person be able to utter that out of his mouth? So therefore, it's not honest. How can you rely on that? He'd lie and tell you he wouldn't have made the neder. He would have. That's why the
Rabbi. Yes. I'm sorry. What if he did? What if he didn't know what he said would have honored, would have embarrassed his parents just based on something he didn't know about his parents, a relationship or something like that?
So
it's not that he would.
The Gemara is mashma that in that case, the Chachamim would agree. It's not clearly in the Gemara, but the Gemara indicates that this is the normal assumption that people speak disparagingly about people who make Nadarim. And therefore, when a person's son does it, they say, hey, remember his son made Nadarim. It's embarrassing to the parents. It's like when your kid does something that people look at disparagingly and then you feel embarrassed that the kid did that.
I never heard that you say Lashon Hara, he makes Nadarim.
Again, because nobody makes Nadarim these days.
There's a guy in our show that makes a
debtor
that he won't.
It's not our show. Where's our show?
I paid membership.
Your show? My show? I don't know what show you mean. Yes.
Our show, Shabbos.
Yes.
He made a debtor not to eat, not to talk in shul.
Nobody made a debtor not to talk in shul. It doesn't talk in shul. Doesn't mean he made a debtor. I don't even know if he made a Kabbalah. Probably said, believe debtor, he's going to try. And he's mocked, but not to talk and show. It's a very noble, honorable thing to do. What?
Is Ruth any different? That would be an honorable.
Again, all I'm saying is he didn't make the netter. Let's not say he made a netter. He probably didn't. Anyway, listen, there's things my kids did that it made me embarrassed, right? That's a fact. Now, had they known they would embarrass me, would they have done it or not? I assume not, but I hope so at least. But we never know, right? Dr. Rush.
There's an old medical rule. Never ask a question you don't want to
know. Exactly. Exactly. Dr. Rush, I'm glad to write my place to the McCoy of the Bean. By my mother, you said, Daya Shame Royal and Baba Vika, Ruga Julum Shigadal to look at who you raised. Kama Bincham Kalbin Adarim. He's so light in making the Dharam. So Reb Lezer said that's a valid answer because people would be honest. It's embarrassing to say I wouldn't care about my parents. But what a Pesach is a fancy charata. Had I known, I wouldn't have made the netter. Umayri, Shayna Mishar Mikara. It's not like he regrets making the netter. He thinks the netter was a good idea. He didn't think of the fact that his parents get embarrassed. But barring that, he thought the netter was a good idea. The If he walks into bed and says, I wish I'd never made the netter, we would have done it. That's fine. But he's saying, I'm happy with this netter. And they say, but your parents are embarrassed. He said, yeah, I wish I never made it. So basically, it's only because of his parents, and he's lying. He would have done it anyway. That's what the Chachamim say. So you can't use something that make people lie. Zakhti Gemara Amar Tzadik. So Chachamim Tzadik said, Acha Paiskum Abikwayra Vima Yiftukulim Kwayra Mokum. Queen Trabli Ezer, why don't we say that Hashem is upset at you that you made the Dharam? If you know Hashem is upset at you, would you have made the netter? According to you, the people are honest, so why don't you use that? Amrulai, that's the Girsa the Rush answers. Amrulai, he adds the words Amrulai, in Kane in the Dharam. Rabbi Lazar agrees that you can't use that, because then there would never be a netter, because nobody in his right mind would say, I don't care about the Rabbi Shlomo. And therefore, Rabbi Lazar says, people will say, the fact that my parents are embarrassed didn't bother me. But they would never say the fact that the Rabbi Nishlam is upset at me wouldn't bother me. And therefore, you can't use that as a Pesach, even though according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's how the Rush learns the Mishnah. Dr. Rush.
They told him afterwards Hashem's upset?
Had you known that Hashem is upset for people that make Nadarim, would you have made it?
Oh, you mean he didn't know the qual that Nadarim are not good?
They asked him the question. Had you known that Hashem is upset at you? Let's say he did know. How would he answer that question? I knew and I didn't care? He would never say that. That's what the Gemara the Chacham said. Dr. Rush, you've to learn to quite a book. Ba'al ha'akshas ha'div Reb Eliezer. Reb Tzadik is asking on Reb Eliezer. Ke'echad the paiskim be'kvayt av v'imai, but l'chashin Hashem yishak, we're not afraid to lie. You've to learn to be'kvayt ha'makam. V'yoyimim ba, ilu ha'yisi yedei she'tikur ra'ad l'fnei ha'makam, that Hashem calls you bad, klum ha'yisi neder, would you have made the neder? Damidim b'reish ha'bar l'darim. The beschinam b'seifa, Reb Nassan ha'makai mo'y kilu ma'akav alub karban, da'inu kvayt ha'makam. No, I'm sorry. I skipped a line. Amulai, Heshivu Chachamim, Reb Eliezer Maha, Chachamim, Reb Eliezer. The Chachamim answered, the Avraham Eliezer Maida Baha, the Badi Yishakar. There Reb Eliezer agreed to return in the lie. Lechaz Avinish Kulahai Shalom Hashem Niach B'Shulzeh. Nobody is chutzpidik enough to say that he wouldn't have stopped the netter because Hashem thinks he's bad. V'loi Dami Lurim Gamlio, now, the Rosh HaZakasha. In the third parik, the Gemara said that many Mandi Amrim gave a Pesach with psukim that indicate that Hashem is upset at you. And the Gemara there didn't say that a person would lie. That means obviously we're saying Hashem, the guy said, had I known that, I wouldn't have made the net, and we accept it. Here we're saying, we can't use quite amalkam. Dr. Rush, it's not comparable. Like Dami Lerm Gamliel, the Pasuk Lahu Gavrav, and the Pasuk Yesh Baitik and the Makris Cherev, speaking the Dharm is like piercing somebody with a sword. One man I said you can use it as a Pesach, that if you keep your netter, it's like bringing a carbon and a bummer. The Hainu Kavod HaMalkum. Isn't that Kavod HaMalkum? And over there we trust him to be honest. And here the Mishnah is saying that nobody would dare say he doesn't care. The Hasam Aymer Leiman HaPesukim. Ka'adik Nami Masnis and Shaivar Loi Sisna V'Loi Sika V'Loi Sitar. We're going to have a Mishnah later on that they can use a Pesach. Did you know you're ever in the Lav? And he's honest. Aval Hikr Shematzka Loi Kvayit HaMalkum. See, it's a very fine line, but it's not a fine line. You tell the guy, did you know that you're Ivor on this Chazal? He said, no, I never thought about that Chazal. If he's honest, and if he's true, and if not, he would say, didn't bother me. But you didn't directly say Hashem. You didn't directly say it's not against the honor of Hashem. You said, Chazal say, making the dark is like building a bamba, like bringing a carbon. I knew it, I didn't care. That you would do. You knew that your river is like Sikkim, you're taking revenge by making this netter? You would say, I didn't care. You're willing to say that you did connect the Torah. But you're not willing to say the words, I didn't care about Hashem. Even though, if you really think about it, one is the other. But that's, in the people's mind, it's not the same. They'll say they knew that Chazal and they felt this time it's an exception. They knew they're not allowed to take revenge. But it's one of the most difficult things. In fact, I think Mr. Sharm says it's one of the most difficult things. It's almost for a person not to feel anger at somebody that hurt him is a very, very difficult mida. Very, very. But so he'll say, I'm too angry to care. I was too angry to care. But to say I didn't care about Hashem, that people don't do. Again, that's what the Rosh is answering. One is specific, and one is talking about the honor of Hashem, and that nobody is willing to say, I don't care. So I'm thinking about my turn. Umaydim chachamim l'Reb Eliezer, b'davar shepeinu l'bein avi v'imai, shepeinu chalai b'kvayt avi v'imai. What if he made a netter against his parents? That means, obviously, his parents' honor is not so bad. They, you know, he's not like an untouchable. He made a netter against his parents, so obviously, he's not going to lie about the honor of his parents. Now they come and say, you know, because you made a netter against your parents, that now his shoulder's saying that your parents didn't raise you right? He says, oh, that I wouldn't do. I wouldn't want my parents to be accused of not raising me right. I would have never made the netter of people saying they didn't raise me right. Now, there he would lie. He wouldn't lie. He would say, I didn't care. He didn't care to make the netter against his parents. So obviously, he's not so enamored that he's standing there with a pachad in front of his parents. So there, if they say to him, people on shore talking about your parents, that might affect him. He'll be honored. He'll be honest one way or the other, because his parents are not off limits. The raya is he made a neder against his parents. That was my raya to Harvey before. If you have a neder that shows you would be honest, the Rabbanan agree. They're just saying, generally, people don't make nadarim when they think it affects their wouldn't make nadarim if it affects their parents. If we have reason to believe that he wouldn't think it affects his parents either, that was Harvey's case, or that he didn't care about his parents when he made the neder, so then you can't say that this person treats his parents like off limits. So then if you come at him and say, did you realize his shoulder would be talking about your parents? And he says, I didn't realize it, being honest. Because if he did realize it, he didn't care. He would say, I don't care. He didn't care to make the neder against his parents.
Here's how far extended.
But meaning, there's no reason to assume he would lie. His parents are not off limits. There's certain things you would never admit that you didn't care about. This guy obviously crossed that limit by making the neder against his parents.
He was angry at his parents. He's not going to say, I don't care about them.
Again, there's limits. He might say that. It depends. Some people might be angry at their parents, but they don't need the show talking about it.
Rabbi, I was actually talking about something else. I was talking about, let's say someone made a konam about, it could have been a business relationship, not knowing at all that their own father...
I know you were talking about that, but from this Mishnah I see that whenever there's a reason to say that he would be honest about it, we about and agree that you can remove it with that way. You see, I said, the Mishnah's case is the opposite of Harvey's case. In the Mishnah's case, he showed us he doesn't care about his parents. In Harvey's case, he never thought it would affect his parents. And he would be honest and said, I didn't know. Any case that Rabbanan agree a person would be honest, you can use this. They just say, generally, people would never admit they didn't care about their parents.
Well, first of all, in Baruch Moshe's case, when you're angry, that's a Pesach already, right?
No, not necessarily, unless you have Charatza, you made it. If you say you have Charatza, you ever made it. Some people don't have Charatza, they ever made it.
When you're in an angry state...
Again, we had this before. If people, right. Do you have Charatza, you made the neder now? If you have Charatza, then you lost the debt. Some people will say yes, and some people will say no, they deserved it.
It's not Pesach, obviously.
Right. Yes.
I think that way in which you're talking across purposes is at the time the person made the neder and he's angry, he considers himself to be perfectly justified, like most Indians do when they're angry. However, once he's calmed down, he now actually has charata, and he requests him. He said at the time of anger he would be fine, but if he said it a day later,
right,
he would be accurate.
But Zantaraj. But David Shemayn Avu, you might go to either of them. Period. The Ayyidam Rabbezer, new halacha. The reason it says Ayyid is he was said the kula at the beginning, now he's saying the second kula. Dr. Raj, Kainim Shayn, and Paitzchim bin Nailad, something happens afterwards that was not predictable, was not usual. But now, had he known this would happen, he would never have made the netter. It wasn't that he could have predicted this to happen. It's something that came out of the blue. Can that be used as a Pesach? The Blazer says yes, and the Chacham say no. A Pesach has to be something that was predictable or around at the time that he didn't know. He didn't know at the time that this and this had happened, or it was a predictable thing that it would happen. But this, that case is going to get, is not a predictable thing. It came out of the blue. New development. A non-predictable development. Kaita. I'm a Kaitim Shani Nanali Splite, even not the cipher. You said, our luck, I won't have pleasure. I won't give pleasure to this person. And then all of a sudden, the guy sat and learned and became a Talmud Chacham. Now, that was not predictable that he all of a sudden he would sit down and learn, and 5 years later, he'd be a massive Talmud Chacham. And here I am, I'm feeling like an idiot that I can't give him any pleasure. Right? Aishai Mesi is Benai. Now, why that's not predictable, I don't know. So the Rush says because he gave it at the time. He said, I've only, the guy can't have pleasure from me, or I can't have pleasure from him for a year. He didn't think that in that year that his friend's going to be married. Not in Shidduchim. He's 15 years old. And all of a sudden, they're getting married. But that was not a predictable thing, and he wasn't a chassan at the time. That he's marrying this kid up so close, but he's either. I will never enter that house. And all of a sudden, they decided to make a show. It's on Staunton. You know what I mean? Every house on Staunton becomes a show. So it's on Staunton. Maybe that's predictable. He would not have made the neder. Come in, Maishim. The time of the Charatim, she the Charatim neder that is Mikara. If a Davish ain't a Matsui, ain't enough to neder Mikara's Mikara. Not Matsui. He was sure Zelda Menich Melida, because he obviously had a Lila. He thought it would never happen. And that's the same with Tamil Chacham, Rush says, not called Zvichamai. I made this Benai, because you're dear Lisman. He didn't think that the chassan would happen during that time. And he'd have to go. So now, he's stuck. Can you use that or not? It's a machlokes.
Well,
moved.
He says, Tosis Meir, he says.
Okay. We learn like the Rush. We learn like
it makes sense because you used to work.
Are you picking sides?
No, I don't.
In Tosis and Rush?
I don't.